Blog Talk Radio.
Should we start?
I mean, like, we're not, they have to learn.
We're ready. I mean,
yeah.
I just started talking to you about that. Okay,
one sec.
We have Ustream running.
It's Ustream.
What am I listening to right now?
Ustream, the main page. They always have a video playing. It's really annoying.
I'm trying to get Shingletown to call in and tell us what it was like to meet Sean at the barbecue.
I feel like you've seen him more recently than we have. How was it? Is he doing good?
He said he'll call in. All right, so let's just start.
Okay, yeah.
Is the door unlocked?
Is the door locked? No. Did you walk in?
Okay. I am connecting to you.
Wait, did you start Ustream?
I'm starting it right now.
It's going to be lame, but Darren's not going to hear the bland. It's about him.
He'll hear the...
We'll just play for him again. I really don't want to wait. Let's just start.
That's fine. I'm not saying we should stop. I'm just saying.
Okay. Ready? I'm going to start the broadcast. Wait a few seconds, right?
Say that I'm doing the news now.
Whoa. Hey, just in time.
Come on, Darren.
Huh?
I love your shorts. Yeah. Anyone
new headphones?
You look very thin.
It's you.
It's me, it's not a compliment.
Oh,
they look at me,
Dean. I got this hat from yesterday. That's
energized. Okay. So much
to
talk about. Come on.
I never had anything really to match it.
A new headphone.
Yeah, plug your headphones into this guy. I got it.
What do we have to talk about? Oh, we got that sketch, too.
Well, no, it didn't finish it. So we can't get it this week.
What was their finish? Isn't it just all cluttered?
I have to edit it together. So cut it. My sound card wasn't working, but it's calmed down a little bit. Actually, I could probably edit it during the break.
Cool.
All right, ready? Darren,
can we start?
We'll start. So I guess Sean is not showing up.
He was on fly for me, anyways. Did you get my text, Darren?
Hey, all right. Okay.
Maybe my text
starts coming
out. Yeah. Okay. We're going to start. Starting.
Where?
Wow, Chuck Blanding can sing. Darren's changed since he's gotten a girlfriend.
Sorry, Chuck. No more sexual assault. No more tag teaming.
No more wildings.
except on my girlfriend.
Oh, nice.
Hey,
wait.
What?
So Blanding's allowed to get in on that action?
I'll have to ask her. I've been hedging. I haven't brought it up.
I didn't know you had gone that far in your relationship that you and her are hedging now. It's an advanced trick. You don't even want to know Noah.
It's a fetish thing.
You know it's bad if Noah hasn't even
had
it. Yeah.
It's just fuck putting the girl's face in a head and just banging the shit out of her.
No, really?
The squirrel gets the front, you get the back.
We got Rob going.
What is it?
There's no such thing as hedging, Rob. Sorry.
No! I need to make it.
Start that. No, really, what's hedging? Tell me.
I just told you. Should I really explain this?
Yes,
or should I let it
go for it?
There's no such sexual act as hedging. Hedging is when you don't want to talk about something and you don't bring it up.
Oh, okay. Oh, because you have like this perverted sexual act that you're doing? Is that
no,
why you
no.
don't talk about it?
Well, just Google hedging.
Oh, okay. Urban Dictionary did.
There is something.
Hedging is the act of keeping an eye on the hedges and steps of shops
on the way back from the pub/bar/nightclub, looking for girls so drunk that they have to take a rest on the way home. So I guess it's scouting for drunk bitches.
Okay. There we go.
Speaking of scouting for drunk bitches, Sean is not here.
Yeah, we don't know where he is.
Yeah.
He didn't even have the decency to send us a bullshit email about how, like, oh, I just woke up, my alarm.
Yeah, because he's sleeping right now.
You notice how he's removing one thing of decency every week, and now it's like, he just removed the email.
Shankletown was saying that he went to a barbecue pit.
Shankletown has seen Sean more recently than we have.
Yeah, so call and tell us how he's doing.
The number to dial is 646-929-1357.
Earlier today, Sean Instagrammed a picture of, like, a llama. Maybe he'll say that he got, like, kicked in the face in the emergency room. I can just see some bullshit story coming up.
Where is he that there's llamas? When he go to the zoo?
Well, he posted, like, a caption that says, if you turn around the right corner, you always find something interesting in New York City.
Oh.
Yeah. Like a llama.
Yeah.
Is that something that they have at the Puerto Rican parade?
I don't think
so. Oh, maybe that's where he is. Maybe he got, like, stuffed into a garbage bag and stabbed.
He's the token ginger at the Puerto Rican parade.
One of the teams I was umpiring apparently ditched the game to go to the parade. So, but
like mid-game, or they just didn't show up?
Just didn't show up.
It'd be funnier if, like, mid-game a bell rang, and they're like, oh, very time, Steve. Just dropped their gloves and ran.
But my boss switched someone over. So not only I had to stand there for half an hour waiting for them to come and show up, they didn't show up. I had to still do a game after standing there for half an hour.
Weird. Sean?
So I just realized I wasn't recording the show.
Okay, well,
Sean just texted me. He said, calling in now, literally just walked in my door.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, that's understandable.
He walked in through his door or through the door downstairs?
It says my door. He wouldn't be calling in if he walked in through the door here.
Maybe he's just provincial about doors. When he walks through a door, even including Noah's.
He has to call us?
You know, it's his door.
I don't understand, Sean. Like, wherever he was that he just got home from, he couldn't have texted one of us to be like, hey...
Or, can't, I mean, couldn't he text us before he went to where he was going?
I feel like at this point, Sean should text us if he actually is coming.
Right.
It would be much easier that way.
Okay,
we should just expect to not expect him.
We have a date right in the chat
here. Oh, that.
What's longer, Lars Ulrich's dick or his hairline?
Well, what do you mean by, like, how do you measure hairline?
I would say
length?
From probably what they mean
his forehead?
The amount it has receded.
Okay, so like his forehead.
Yes. And his forehead to where his hair actually is, or his feet.
I think his forehead's probably longer than his dick.
I mean, it's probably close.
Do you think that he could...
I don't even think he particularly would have to have a short dick for that to be the case, either. Yeah. He has a really receding hair.
Flaccid or hard?
That we'll let that to chat. I didn't come up with it.
You need specifics.
Yeah. while they answer that, maybe... if he could develop a scale where he can bend in a way that he can actually put his dick on his forehead.
Isn't that what he does instead of drumming now? They just play a track and he...
Well, there's a fetish now that they can take your dick off and put it on your head.
Oh!
It's called hedging.
Did you ever try to suck your own dick?
Didn't we talk about
it? Sure. I don't remember.
I tried once. It's completely in vain and...
I've attempted to, but you know, when I was in like high school or junior high school, there were all those rumors about Marilyn Manson sucking his own dick.
The rumor was that he got like a rib removed.
Right.
But then also, I feel like any guy who's ever watched the movie Clerks, even if he hasn't thought about it before from the story, and that you're like, oh,
what happened in Clerks for people who haven't seen it?
I feel like most of them. But anyways, there's a story about a dude who tried to suck his own dick and he broke his neck. Right? Is that what that was?
I honestly don't know.
Well, I feel like even if I had done that and somehow discovered I could suck my own dick, I don't think I would have done it.
Because then you're sucking a guy's dick.
Yes, exactly. It was just like...
But it's your dick. It's not gay if it's your dick.
Not that it would be gay. I don't find it gay. I just wouldn't enjoy that.
But you're getting your dick sucked.
Well, for Rob, it's just...
I'm also sucking dick instead of the feeling.
And also,
you're looking at it glass half empty. You got to look at it glass
half
full.
For Rob, it's just a mechanism of an easier way to get his cum into his mouth.
Oh.
There's less chance of it of any drop not making it in his mouth.
Oh.
So it's just a cum delivery system. But for the rest of us, I'm like, do you swallow? It's a whole thing.
That is all a lie.
But it would it be easier?
I've heard this thing about fucking you all the time.
I tried it once.
You tried it once, you enjoyed it many times.
After that, I wasn't trying.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know, Rob once tasted his own cum, so I knew it was
going to I sampled it.
I was curious, hey, what does this stuff taste like? So I tasted it. And everyone else here at the live cast does not let me live it down to since revealing. After insulting. Is this Sean on the line? Do we have Sean on the line? 847?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I had to call out your area code before. Sean, your name is Sean.
Yes.
What's going on, Sean?
What's going on? How are you doing?
Good. Why are you not here?
I literally just walked in my door right now. Okay. And
why did you go to...
Well, that doesn't really answer the question why you're not here, because you walked in your door. That's why you're not here?
Well, yeah, no. I moved next weekend into Vanessa's place, and we've been going around and meeting with different storage unit places and moving companies and whatnot, and I went to Container Store to get on fucking boxes and tubs and shit to put my stuff in, and like everything just got kind of fucking out of control, and I literally just walked in my place about 2 minutes ago.
So let's say 15 minutes before that, you weren't able to text us to let us know you weren't coming to the show?
No, I was underground on the subway.
What about right before you got on the subway?
Well, I mean, I should have, but...
Thank you. That's all I was
saying. There's a rule that you're stuck down a well. Is that true?
It's Scotty O'Toole.
Okay. That's probably not. I would say probably not stuck down. There are not many wells in New York City. Unless Vanessa lives near a well.
I don't know. In Upper Manhattan, it's possible. I never go there.
Oh,
are there wells? Yeah. Are there wells up there, Sean?
That's enough.
Sean, are you still there?
Yes. I can hear Rob clear as day, but Sid and Darren are like all muffled.
He can't. Just hang up on
this. I guess you can't.
Sean, what's the...
Sean, how many penises do you like up there, Rob?
That's like five.
But how many penises can fit up your butt?
Well, at least three, I think, right? scientifically speaking.
Wait, so we don't want to crack any money.
We're gonna
Who you got calling in today?
The drummer of Whitechapel.
Oh, really?
Because
nice.
It's week two of
what time is he calling in? Can I call in and talk to him?
Yes, if you listen to the show.
Can I be the first person in the history of the Metal Injection Livecast to actually talk shit to a guest?
Sure.
Let's hope so. What are you going to say to him?
I don't know. I just think they fucking blow.
Sean, I bet that you'll fall asleep before he comes on, so you'll forget to call
him. No, my alarm just went off to call him.
Left through Whitechapel.
Or maybe we'll text him 15 minutes after the Whitechapel guy gets off the air.
Yeah, true. And then I'll call in and be like, oh, shit. No, I do appreciate that Whitechapel is making a Jack the Ripper reference with their band name, but, like, I think that their music is terrible and incredibly trite.
A what reference?
A Jack the Ripper reference.
Oh, I thought he said Jack Tripper too, and I'm like, how the fuck is that a Jack Tripper reference?
He definitely said Jack.
Yeah. Well, that too.
Say, what is it? Is that something to do with Reese Company? Or?
Yeah.
That would be crazy. So wait, what's the Jack the Ripper
reference? Jack the Ripper, in Whitechapel, England, is where he killed all of his victims.
So learned. Sean, L. Dandy in the chat is predicting your future activities for the night. He says, Sean, stop typing, you people. Oh, damn it. He said, Sean is going to jerk off to Avi from the Vertebrae for the rest of the evening.
Oh, yeah. How's your band going with Avi and Noah?
I mean, I asked Noah. I don't know. I asked her to do another band meeting, and then she never got back to me.
Oh, Noah's holding back the band progress.
We're doing it at my house. Why don't you just tell me when you're available?
Well, no, you tell me when you're free, and I'll come to your place.
Ooh. Sunday, 7 to 9.
Yeah.
I'm good for weekdays. Actually, next weekend, my folks are in town. I'm trying to talk them into coming with me to the live cast.
Also, now we'll have three people bail on us at the last minute. Oh,
no, they'll show up.
No, they'll probably show up, but I won't. I won't.
Fucking Mencia.
You're always recycling jokes, John. It's true.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling in, Sean.
All right.
Your presence for a few minutes.
Word.
That's right. We have sound effects back in the studio. We had to retool our soundboard in the last 2 weeks, and we didn't have any sound.
I was saying this before we went on air, Darren, and I feel like today you with the sound effects is going to be like your first time masturbating after your sound effects.
I just shot
effects dripping from the ceiling.
I shot that goodbye all the way through the roof.
She's been holding back so long. Finally, you get to.
Oh, man.
Were you at home, like, just playing sound effects, like, during everyday activities, just to get your fix?
Yes. I got my fix, but none of them.
I went to see the Subway Series yesterday, and I purposely texted Darren a picture of a Yankee player. So I was sitting really close to the field just to irritate you. And then I was laughing.
What did you text him?
I couldn't even see. It was like a dot. I couldn't even tell if it was a New or a Yankee.
Rob, I'll show you. You tell me if it's a dot.
Oh, she was there.
It could have been a ball boy.
I don't know the difference.
No one knows the difference.
I wrote, look, it's your favorite player.
Yeah, it looks like a human being with a white.
Yeah, to be fair, you can't really.
And it says Yankee Stadium in the back.
Okay, but the Mets are playing. I couldn't, how could I even know if you were being sincere or just nothing?
Because the Mets have a great seat, not a white seat.
Right, but it's so tiny, you know, you might have not even known.
Darren,
you
just didn't want to see. You didn't want to see.
Well, I was watching the game. Why would I care? I was looking right at that.
Maybe it was just an Instagram effect and you changed the color today.
Who won the game?
The Yankees.
Oh, shocker.
But Darren's reply of who can't see. I guess it's good you are giving them some media exposure since they never get
it. Shankletown says that he likes the Noah Paul's uniform suits.
Yeah.
Well, they were. It was a special throwback.
Well,
they were wearing tuxedos.
I recently learned you don't earn points in baseball. You earn runs.
Very good. Very good, Noah.
You get the runs.
You don't really earn them either. You score them.
Yeah.
This has been Noah Learns Baseball. Every week,
well,
Noah learns something new about.
Yeah, that's true.
So I went, and we had, like, seats that were very, like, fourth row from first base. And then there was, like, this, like, suite where you go in and you have all-you-can-eat food. So they had hot dogs, burgers, pizza, nachos.
Wow, that was really exotic.
No, like popcorn and cotton candy.
For,
like,
wait, Jen, she didn't mention furry.
Oh,
yeah, it was all free.
Free. Furry.
I sat at a Delta. They actually had a gourmet. They had all that, too. And then they had, like, a buffet. A fucking Urban's chicken and all stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, really nice. Macaroni and cheese.
Complimentary?
Yeah, well,
wow.
The tickets cost a fortune. My friend got them from his job.
Oh, nice.
Quick joke from Shekeltown. The Mets don't earn points or runs. Was there free beer, Noah? This is a good question.
Alcohol was not free.
Mm.
But I.
Yeah, well, by the way, Shekeltown was a Philly fan. I mean, that's
Okay. Enough baseball.
So I took one of those paper squashes. I really wanted to dip my popcorn in cheese. So I got like a whole tub of cheese and popcorn.
Oh,
great stuff.
I was really excited more about like having like this endless amount of food than actually the game.
Right, well, that makes sense because you know nothing about baseball.
Yeah.
Did you get into it though? Were you like rooting for, was it a close game? I don't know anything about the game.
The one she went to was close.
Yeah.
They were all close except for first.
I was afraid that, like, the ball was going to, like, hit my head.
Did any have pucks fly into the crowd when you were there?
I know that they don't use pucks. I'm not that dumb.
So who got the first touchdown?
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
You want to explain dumb?
Pucks
dumb?
No. Did anybody use the pole ball?
Track and field.
Correct. By the way, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. Morbid Toaster asked Noah, were there any fumbles?
That's also football.
Okay, good.
Rob, there was a question for you. Would you fuck Sable?
Oh. Sable, of course, a former WWE diva.
I'm not aware. Question,
like,
now or
yeah.
In her heyday?
Well, in her heyday, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be now if it's actually going to happen.
I don't know. Is it Sable in the chat?
She wouldn't fuck me when I was 12? What's her problem?
But, you know, it's a hypothetical. So you could say if you had a DeLorean in the back.
I don't know. She's a little too plasticky for me.
She's used up by Mark Merrick.
Well, she's going out with Brock Lesnar now.
Is she?
Yeah, she's married to him, I should say.
30 years older than him?
She has, like, a whole foot in between her boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah, like, yeah. So the answer is no, I would not fuck her.
How does she look now?
She looks like a drag queen. I'm looking at a photo of her right now. I kind of don't want to.
You would like to see.
She looks terrible. She's got way too much, like, I don't even know what she was injecting into her face.
She looks like she could be Brock Lesnar. I feel like we always get on the end of this.
Yeah. Is she still alive?
Yes.
Yes,
she is alive. No, I would not.
Disrespect her?
You
respected a man young.
Sable is 44.
She ain't 44.
That
was 15 years ago she was born.
She was 44, but she looked
a little haggard back then.
67 it says she was born.
Oh, I thought you could say she was
really 67. I didn't believe that.
And Brock is 34.
And Sid, you've been asked if you would fuck Ron Darling.
Would I fuck Ron Darling? I don't think I would fuck him. I'd let him, like, jerk off on my back or something. He's on the 86 Mets, and he's a wonderful broadcaster.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a game.
I would accommodate his whims.
I love that someone asked if I would fuck Meng. And then Super Nintendo Chalmers says, Meng would fuck Ron.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't have a choice. If Meng wants to fuck you, you're getting fucked.
In case anyone's wondering, Lonnie would fuck Meng.
Lonnie would let Meng fuck
Meng's
him.
Meng's number one fan.
What's so good about me?
Nothing.
He's a legitimate badass. I feel like any shoot interview I watch, when they ask them, like, who would you be most afraid of to get into a real fight with, virtually everyone says Meng.
Meng, like, tore a guy's eyeball.
Yeah.
What?
Well, he said, I actually just heard an interview about that. Sorry, I'm getting really
excited. He loves Meng.
Where
somebody asked him about it. Let me see if I can cue it up. And he said that, like, he didn't tear it out, but he very much could have, but then he stopped himself.
In what context?
They were at a bar. Hold on. I'm trying to look it up.
Come on, you're supposed to have all this book on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just brought this up.
You said you've read it before. You should have known. It'll come in handy later on.
Listen, one of the Towers of Doom, is that it? Was that their name? Dungeon of Doom?
Mm-hmm.
What was his tag team with?
Jim Brunzella?
I love it! The Jim Brunzella. No, with one of the Barbarians in WCW. Yeah,
I love the name. I will never fuck him in the eye. He is not a piece of shit. But B. Brian Blair, he is worse than the father's English. Who is he? Singer. Elton John.
Okay.
No good father. He only gives me a little bit of hope. No, give me that.
Here's the interview with Haku about it on Aftermath Radio.
He sounds like an old Jewish man.
Yeah, I'm not taking his heart out. I was eating my salad green with my hair in. I'm going to put his face in my face, and what are you going to do? I had a rip. I stuck my finger in his eye. I didn't take the entire one out. Name the week.
You know.
I feel bad for him. I mean, his eyeball was almost torn out. Okay, turn this off. I have no idea what the fuck
is. That's it.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it's over.
I'm taking
it
now.
Yeah.
I thought, I eat a banana later. No idea.
You know.
Someone in the chat earlier was asking, where is Ben from Whitechapel? He's going to be calling in at the top of the hour. He's supposed to be from today. Hopefully he'll be here soon.
Hopefully he didn't bring the battle.
We're in the Metal Injection Studios in Sherry.
Yes, that's so right.
Very tight experience.
And a big, big old squirting machine.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
I didn't know there was a whole association.
We called everyone in our chat room.
Go in your room. They can sell parts.
One thing I wanted to, me and Sid were talking about this earlier in the week, about Nicki Minaj, all this drama with her. Okay, well, do you know who Nicki Minaj is? She's like, well, for those of you who don't know, who listens strictly to heavy metal.
She's a better looking to see out there.
Or a little Kim, don't you mean? She's like, I feel like a little Kim.
I think she's
Yeah, she's more
important than she is. Okay. Well, whatever.
So she's like a pop star, or like a hip hop star, maybe.
Hip-hop.
I guess. Hippity hoppity hop. And there was a Hot 97 is a big hip hop station here in New York City.
Darren, can you bring an example of what Hot 97 is?
Well, everyone in their town has a hip hop station. It's just a formal connection.
Yeah.
Yo, Hot 97, you know what I mean? Please, hip hop.
Meow, 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 meow. So anyway, they were having their big summer festival. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah, we have sound effects this week. They were having their big summer festival. One of their DJs, the very hip and with it DJ Peter Rosenberg.
By the way,
come up
there
with
is
a DJ
on Hot 97 called Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Peter Rosenberg.
Peter Rosenberg.
And he looks exactly like him.
Yeah, like,
I
he looks
say,
exactly like a Peter Rosenberg.
My umpiring partner today looked like a shit that Larry David.
Oh.
He looks exactly like Larry David, except like with slightly more hair. Anyway.
Is the Hot 97 DJ, does he also go by Axel Rosenberg?
Yeah. It might be really.
So, anyway, Peter Rosenberg was introducing some underground hip-hop act early in the festival day, and he was like, this is the real hip-hop, not this is not like that sellout shit that gets all the girls' booty shaken. This is for all the real hip-hop heads. Basically, and I forget exactly what he said, but he was calling Nicki Minaj a sellout.
Why?
Because she has a pop song, I guess, and it's not real hip-hop.
Well,
and so my question to him was like, I didn't know it's possible to sell out in hip hop. I thought the whole purpose of hip hop is to brag about how much money you're making,
right,
and like how rich you are and whatever.
Sid, you're in radio.
Well, you had a good response for that. What did you? What was yours?
I just said it's more like the lyrical content. You could sell out as much as you want. It's more the sound. She's doing like a little happy top 40 song.
Like trance.
Is that what it was?
Sort of. Trancy pop.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, they're arguing back and forth. But then she says, like one of these guys says, we don't be playing no more commercial music.
Yeah. I mean, Bumpers of Flex, I think, was the one.
Yeah. The fact that it's on your station.
It's a commercial radio.
Yeah. Commercial.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
How can you not play commercial?
All immortal technique.
And in fact, yeah, wait a minute. So Jay-Z is not going to get any airplay on your fucking station?
You are playing music and then taking a break to play commercial.
That's defining commercial radio.
Anything you play is commercial music.
Ridiculous.
Somebody back up there said, Limp Bizkit, they're the real hip hop.
That's
no.
A severe tough one.
Corbett Baba says that Bangs is the real.
Yeah, that's definitely not
that
commercial.
Is real.
Oh,
not commercial at all.
Yeah, that is real.
This is far from commercial as you can.
This is Bangs right here.
Yeah, Hot 97, we play the real hip hop. You know what I mean? All that commercial Nicki Minaj nonsense. You know what I mean? It's that real ish. Because I can't say shit on the radio. You know what I mean?
Because it's commercial.
This is commercial, son. Right here, you feel me? This is Bangs. Take you to the movies, son.
Yeah,
DJ Sid Rosenberg, you feeling this, man? Hold on, he's eating your filter fish right now, you know what I mean?
Yo, it's me, MC Blunt Rapovitz.
We keeping it real. Yeah, you know what I mean? We got
yeah, we the real hip-hop back in those yeshiva days, bitch.
Yo, coming up next at the 1 o'clock hour is DJ Sanjay Patel, you know what I mean? We keeping it real, hardcore hip-hop. Blazing R&B.
MC Gilbert Gottfried coming up after him.
We don't play the Nicki Minaj anymore. What are we doing on this station? This is DJ Sanjay Patel, raising hip-hop and R&B, and blazing chicken vindaloo on Hot 97.
Only YouTube
now. Gilbert Gottfried is here on Hot 97. What station are we on again? Jafar!
Okay. Good talk to that Peter Rosenberg. Also, I wanted to talk about Limp Bizkit.
I'm
trying to keep the conversation going, you guys.
I know, but I
do you have something?
I feel like you could segue better. You always say another thing I wanted to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Just say, hey.
Well, when I think about bad hip-hop, I think about Limp Bizkit.
Okay. There we go. Good segue.
So this other thing I wanted to talk about.
No, you didn't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Noah, it ties into the lack of follow-ups.
Noah has a certificate.
Yeah.
Was that a good segue?
Yeah.
All right.
Now yeah, we should talk about these segues a little more. So I wanted to talk about these segues, you guys. No. Limp Bizkit was performing in Russia this past week, and there's this great YouTube clip. Apparently, at one point, Fred Durst invites people up on stage.
Oh, this is great.
And, like, somebody touches his hat, and... Like, you can't touch the hat. Just here, listen to the this part. We'll see what how he reacts. You'll hear how he reacts.
You can't really hear it, though, can you?
So then he grabs the hat, and then he's this is a special moment. Do not fucking touch me.
It was a special moment.
Why are you inviting people on stage?
Yeah.
You know, Rob linked me to that during the week, and I let it play in the background. I left it on too long, and I started hearing their shitty music.
Oh, no.
It just played too long, and I got really depressed.
I think...
This is Gilbert Gottfried hosting the show on Hot 97. Did you see what Fred Durst did? That was totally uncalled for. We'll be right back with after these words from KFC and Malt Liquor.
Yeah, and then he kicked the guy off stage. But it's like, why even have him on stage? And all the guy wanted to do was switch hats with Fred Durst.
You know what?
Was he right?
Yeah.
This
is in Moscow.
Oh.
What, lice? I wouldn't switch hats with
some
random dude at a
Little
Biscuit
concert.
Yeah. I wouldn't switch hats with Fred Durst.
I
no.
No, that was when the Berlin Wall came down. I got the ability to wear a hat. The right to wear a hat. The people that have claimed that Fred Durst has a
name. What do you think Fred Durst would do at a Dillinger concert?
Leave.
He wouldn't go.
Yeah.
Morbid Toaster says he would get sepsis from that. It's
possible.
Like if someone was licking anus and then licked his hat, is that what happened?
You could play a sound effect like for everything.
Well, I thought it was.
That you
I don't think it was too impressive, was it?
No, it's impressive.
Are you saying I'm playing too many sound effects, Noah?
You're no. I'm saying you are looking for any opportunity to embellish the
conversation. I'm weaving a fine tapestry.
Speaking
of
what's
on
the Fred Durst's
hat.
What do you think?
He
wears a rug?
I would think so.
No, he's like bald. He's like
noticeably bald. I don't think he wears a rug. Is he not the Jeremy Piven of rap rock?
No, but you know, I can't believe Jason Alexander wears a toupee now.
Very sad.
Like, your most credible, your most famous role is you being a fat, bald guy.
You know you're bald.
Yeah, like... Yeah. It's obvious. Why?
Maybe he's trying to convince people that that was all makeup.
Maybe, you know what, the way... Maybe it just makes him feel more secure. Makes him happy.
Stop shit.
Yeah,
it's his life.
How does it make you feel more secure when you know everywhere you go, people behind your back are like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Why would you...
Yeah, like...
Come on.
Most Hollywood actors, though, they get that... like hair implants, so they take the hair from the back of your head and they plug. Yeah. So I guess he just couldn't afford that surgery.
If you like Fred Durst, wear a chapel.
Yeah. Or like Sid.
But plug was really, really bad, I feel. Like,
yes. It depends, because they can't do it all at once. It has to grow in. Mm. So when it's done, it looks all right. While it's maturing,
Looks like a TFS. By the way, just got confirmation Dave Hill is on the way.
Oh,
right. He's fashionably late. He's very fashionable.
He's in the show business.
He is Dave Hill from show business.
He'll get here just in time to sit through the white trap when
we do. Yeah, that's what he said, actually. So that's
maybe he can rival Sean at being the first person to start Whitechapel.
I'm sure he has a ton of questions for Whitechapel.
Are Whitechapel aware of the King of Metal? Are they going to be as angry as the commenters?
We can ask Mr. Hill.
Coming up in the 2 o'clock hour, it's going to be Whitechapel here on Hot 97.
No commercial radio,
but
now for a commercial.
Here's a short word from VIF.
What's
VIF?
No one knows what VIF is, Robert.
It's like
Urban.
What is
VIM? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Very Important Men.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it on like Avenue U?
There's a lot of them. All in the urban area. There's no more one.
Do you remember Central Square?
Just the
left. Yeah. Yeah.
Nostrand?
No.
No, it's
highway.
On McDonald's.
Oh,
like, they would hire the bloodiest Russian
girl. Oh, yeah. I had a calendar.
And, oh, my God. Hold on. I need to cue up the commercial.
I was thinking of Sneaker Corner.
That was
Sneaker Corner, you get it all.
Well, Central,
guys,
yeah,
well, go ahead. The bloodiest girls and the bloodiest guys, and, like, the guys who wear, like, these velour jumpsuits.
All of them. That's the required uniform.
They had a commercial, one of those local terribly.
Yeah, I have it queued up.
But the girls, first of all, they had a calendar. They made a calendar with all the girls from all the different countries. Sports
girls.
They were only 14.
Yeah.
It was like a child porn calendar.
They were nude. All right, let's play.
They were all high school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's making a comeback, actually. I see it like more than I used to.
So jazzy.
Oh, my God.
That's just what. While you listen to this, you got a picture of half-naked Russian girls dancing around.
Rollerblading around.
Yeah.
Is this someone's, someone's wife singing this?
Oh, yeah, you can hear the accent. Yeah.
Rollerblades, we can fly. There was one where they named three different kinds of sneakers that they...
Nike, Fila.
Yeah, hold on.
El Grey
Pro
says this is
Rose
Edmonds' theme.
Yeah. What I was going to say is they named three different kinds of sneakers they sell and mispronounced all three of them. He goes,
yeah, I think that's it.
I don't think so. That's not it, though.
No, he goes, what's your pleasure? Hockey.
Oh, this is the Russian.
This is on RTN.
Central Sport.
Someone just said this is a talent. He goes, Fila, Nike, and Adidas. This is great. I swear I've never heard this.
Me neither.
I love all those dancers.
What are they saying?
Pretty much the exact same thing as the American one.
Basketballer.
I know what that means.
This is written by Ron Artest.
The simple set of sport to you, my nigga.
Yeah. Oh,
come on.
I think this is the one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is Russian, too.
See?
We got it here.
Sports rhymes with sports.
Did you relate to this commercial?
I like sports. Did you like sports?
I bought sneakers and an occasional basketball jersey. Then I think I bought my Alonzo Mourning Dream Team 2 jersey.
Time to pause. That's enough. There's another 4 minutes of Central Sports commercial.
Probably the Spanish one, but it's a Russian person talking about.
Why that Sneaker Corner commercial I was talking about? Come on. Give me my nostalgia.
Oh, found it. God bless YouTube.
I can't believe it's even up there.
What? No.
Oh, my God.
This is not what I remember. Did everybody throw sneakers out?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
job was the Chiron.
It's sad that both of those guys are dead.
I got a question. Have I ever played Fuck You Both of on the show?
I don't think so.
It was like one of those commercials, but it was a parody of it.
I feel like you've said this to me before.
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever played it.
It's like a car dealership. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play that, and then we have to take a music break. We have our guests coming up. Cool. So just YouTube Fuck You Baltimore.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a music break. And when we come back, we're going to have Ben, the new drummer of Whitechapel, on the air. And Dave Hill will be joining us shortly after that. We're going to kick things off today with some classic Acacia Strain.
A little Acacia Strain here on the Hot 97.
We don't play the commercial hits. We play the Acacia Strain. Here's 4x4.
And with Mickey D's. Brought to you by Mickey D's.
It's going to get really loud in a second. Yeah, this is a lot of sitting, so you could put it up.
That looks really low, no?
Up, I said put it up.
Up?
Yeah. This is good.
He's here, or he's on
the way? He said he's on the way. Well, earlier today he said he was on a train from Philly, so he probably just stopped by his house and
whatever.
Coming back.
He was container store shopping with Sean.
Is that possible? Huh? He was container store shopping with Sean.
He just walked in the store.
I have some reduced fat potato chips.
Oh, I have yogurt and...
Thank you.
People were probably trying to find out, like, oh, he already left, damn it.
Yeah, sure.
He had a great time. So apparently no show in 2 weeks. All
right. Oh, yeah, we have the Metallica Fest.
No. Rob couldn't get me in.
I'm sorry, I tried.
You only could get it.
No, are you kidding? Go ahead. I've seen them 18,000 times.
No, but, like, maybe you can do stuff there.
Like, do what? We have something planned to do, I'll do it.
Well, I wanted you to, like, interact with the fans. So I had some, like, Metallica trivia or whatever.
Sure.
But, no, well, we can't get you a ticket for this one.
Whatever. guy should buy them?
No, Darren should buy them.
How much are they?
It's like $150.
You can afford that. Metal Injection can afford that.
You know what? You can put $2 to remind us of the live cast name as a sponsor.
Well, we all have now, what, 10 each?
Well, I just bought that cable for $20, so now we have $30 in our fund.
Open up an IRA.
Do you know what kind of candy tastes like?
I don't even get it. Is this a joke or is it being serious? The guitar sounds like they're playing through a Line 6 spider with a boss metal. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Davening Darren Delgado.
Stop it with Midway. So, John's been here for a while.
He's moving in with his girlfriend.
This is real hip hop, Isaac Hankin says.
I've been saying that for a reason.
Yeah, fuck structure, too corporate, man.
We don't play that corporate type of thing.
Oh, can you edit the thing now, or?
Played a request. Are they blowing up about it?
Yes. This is wrong music. Yes. Rob, I love you so much. Thank you.
Hey, Pierce. How you doing?
ACDC and Death Metal. In what ways are you using them?
They always put out the same album, basically. No, I think that's a compliment.
Later.
You already have tickets?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, it's a race, you know, you can walk up
and... I just didn't know
what happened. I did book the hotel, but they gave me my money back.
Oh, wow, okay.
Early enough. But it was very cheap. We were very fucked up driving all the way down there. It's a good team after getting swept.
Yeah.
I would not be excited right now.
The ride back, if they got swept again, oh my God.
Well, also, I would have been driving there for the past 2 days. So I wouldn't even have been able to come here.
It's true. That would have meant missing two shows in a row since the week after when I'm doing the show.
Yes, oh, no, you're not, but I wouldn't really be missing
it. Oh, I feel like it's
still. Are we doing a clip show?
Yeah, I guess so. We could do a nothing.
There's no way we'll be
back. Well, not, I think
so. Putting together all the death and no deaths in one thing, and then doing a new one when we come back.
Okay, yeah, that'll work.
Is that overkill?
No, I think it'd be funny.
It's like it.
Yeah, I think it's always really funny when you do.
It'll be a little longer than 2 hours, though.
Yep. I don't think anybody will complain that we gave them too much content. Well, maybe one. There's always one. Jesus, I have to stay in my car an extra half an hour to listen to this. Come on, Mrs. Fox.
I got a friend who's I used to post on forums, like baseball forums, a lot of times on AOL days.
Okay.
We stayed friends. She was, I guess, like 35, and she's like a mom. Now she's like 50.
Is her name Carol?
No. My mother's name's Carol. That's what's funny about her. She's a pirate fan. I got her listening to the show.
That's
she
good.
Fucking loves it.
Wow.
And then she was like the most sort of like, I wouldn't say tight, but very conservative. Not politically, but politically. Very
not outspoken.
Yeah, and she started telling me sex stories. She thought, oh, your show reminded me of something. About a funny story about how she jerked the guy off. The mic's going up just now,
really.
How did you respond to that? Did it weird you out, or were you like...
I ha ha ha, and... It weirded me out a little, but it wasn't weird. Anything she said wasn't weird.
Okay.
She was a very different woman.
Okay. Have you ever met her?
Nope.
Like, I know you've been to pirate scene.
Yeah, but she wasn't in what was going on. But I lost touch. I don't know. She married some dude that she met online in the same forum that was a Dodger fan.
I could have been
16.
You.
I had no interest in meeting her that way.
She's only told me she's one of the
jerk guys off. Well, this was 2014.
Oh my God.
She said she didn't know what Master observation was that she heard it and the preacher talking about it was wrong. She didn't know what it was, so she had to find out from the guy. But she was like, oh, you know, I had to have a boy show me how my pussy was.
Oh my God, I guess we can't talk about it right now.
Promise.
Oh, Brian McKnight.
You got another song.
I didn't hear it though, but I saw the.
It's about anal.
Is it funny? It was playing? Or?
It's not witty or clever. It's okay. Just funny because he's saying that it's just plain old shocking. But it just sounds like a Brian McKnight.
Yeah. He's trying to get appeal to the 50 Shades of Grey crowd.
Yes. It's one of my favorite movies.
Is it a song for Whitechapel?
He's not on the phone yet, so we'll come back after the song.
He's calling us?
Siege. Yeah.
Is there a million kids lined up waiting to talk to him?
Okay, I think this is asking Alexandria.
Oh.
Noah, I think we're going to come back after this. So. We have like 3 minutes.
I lost my life on the camera. Christopher Comey in our head-to-head fantasy baseball league this week.
Yeah.
And all last week I was trying to convince him to trade with me because he's got a bunch of injured guys. So
that.
He's not even starting a full lineup of hitters. He was one guy short. So I was like, you have a bunch of pitchers. Trade me a pitcher. I'll give you Brandon Phillips. And you'll have a full fucking lineup.
Okay.
And he kept resisting. And then I saw that I was playing him this week. I was like, forget it. I'm playing you next week. I'll just destroy you with your shorthanded lineup. I'm not going to give you a hitter.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, whatever. So he was beating me all fucking week until today. Now I'm up 7-6 finally.
Good.
But I was going to be like, so if I had lost to him after talking that shit and his team still being shorthanded, I would have been so ashamed.
Well,
like, finally, I win 7-6.
You sure it's over?
He has nobody left to have Jay Bruce. And
you can't bring the average back?
I'm already losing to him in average. The only thing Jay Bruce can do is help me win on base percentage.
Oh, good.
So I can only win by more. But the whole week, I'm like, it was like 4-8, 5-9. Fuck. This kid's going to beat me with half a lineup.
Let's see what I did today. 9-36. No homers. David Hardy was 1-3.
Let me take a look at your team.
There he is. I only have a bench player because I'm waiting until he's beat Darby.
But I heard that Luciano, they have 3 games at the Cardinals this week, and he's going to be on the bench for all three.
Oh, all right, good. That's a bad lot of nothing. Well, I had Luciano and then Carlos Quentin in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Quentin's better. But I kept him just in case.
Who are you going to drop? I guess he'll drop Desmond when Sulawesi's back?
Yes.
Sulawesi might be back by Friday. I have him in a bunch of games.
Pitching it.
Damn. Yeah, that is good.
And I did what you said. I didn't pick any pitchers until the
Because there's end. Depth. There's depth in pitching. There's not in hitting.
And all these guys, almost all of them, were just sitting there at the end.
Yep.
So I dropped a couple of guys that I drafted. And these guys were all just sitting. These guys are much worse pitchers than this.
And they're just asleep at the wheel.
Oh, it's not relevant.
Very easy to do well in head-to-head. Roto, it takes a lot more struggle and effort. Head-to-head roster configuration is half the battle.
Well, let me try your head-to-head.
Yeah. Next year, sure. I've got something to say.
lost my mind. Lost all my mind.
Welcome back.
I want my life to kill it.
I really like
underrated. Yeah. Shit on it.
If only they knew what was yet to come.
But that's an example of how to make a commercially viable album that's still really good.
Yeah.
We will be playing. We won't play Euthanasia anymore on Hot 97.
Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. We're supposed to be having Ben, the new drummer of Whitechapel, calling in. But he hasn't called in yet.
Have they replaced him already? Is there a new drummer?
A new?
Yeah.
New.
I noticed that we don't have a thousand screaming young teenage girls in the chat wanting to speak to Ben.
I don't know, to be honest.
Is this guy British too?
No.
Hello.
They're American.
Where from?
They're from Tennessee, but I believe he is from Phoenix. Which one?
I'm looking for
pictures.
Is he hot?
He's probably got very rough hands. See the strong ones over.
Now we have to ask if he Noah hot or regular hot. Noah is very interesting. Let me see.
Hold on. I don't know.
You know what he looks like? Look at this picture and identify
him. The drummer? He's in the photo for the live cast.
No one doesn't know what the left sector is.
By the way, I guess someone heard me playing with the drummer. Girls in the chat freaking out. Noah, please sit on my face. Oh my God, Ben, where are you? I love you. And Chuck Palumbo in the chat.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I guess in
context of what I was saying, is the kind of guy you would like. Oh, okay. Well, kind of guy. He used to pitch for the Mets. Yeah. Yes. We do have a caller. Hello? Caller? If you're listening to the show right now. Hello? I hear you. It's a block number.
If you call the Metal Injection live cast, say hello.
Nope.
Rob Like Rich says, I fucked Darren, Sean, Rob, and maybe Noah. Not Sid.
That's
terrible.
Why not
Sid?
What did I
do? Sid looks like he would be like very
passionate
about it.
It's possible.
I think that's true.
Like,
you're
like,
I'm not
huge
on
eye contact.
Sweaty hair off your face. No, so far you're 0 for 1. Mm-hmm. Would you say you're a passionate lover?
Sure.
Wait, like eye contact in general? Like even with your womo?
Well, who else would...
I don't know.
That's the only one we have sex with.
Yeah.
928, hello? 928. 928.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's going on, man? This is Ben from Whitechapel. I guess I was supposed to call at 8. Oh.
Cool, hey, you hey, made man. It. Welcome. Thank you for calling into our show.
Yeah.
So, Ben, you were the newest member of Whitechapel, but you've been in the band for a little bit now, right?
Yeah, I've been with them for about a year and a half now. My name in the band is actually kind of New Guy, so...
I was gonna say they're Ben, so that can get confusing, right?
Yep. So because of that, like I'm basically doomed to being New Guy forever.
Do you get the Jason Newsted treatment from the rest of the band? Are you picking up tabs and stuff?
What's that?
Are you picking up tabs for the rest of the band, getting all this Jason Newsted type treatment?
No, I don't know, man.
Jason Newsted was in Metallica for like 25 years.
They're still calling him
like
the new guy.
Years old.
I don't think they like
him. He's actually still in Metallica. This is just part of the hazing, is that they replaced him on stage.
Man, I can like barely hear you guys, just so you know.
Oh, no.
Can you hear me? I'm pretty loud. Everyone else.
Hang on. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's as good as it's going to get.
All right. I don't know. We're going to try to make it through this. Let's take some callers. We got 224 on the air.
Hey, hello.
Oh, 224, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name's Dane from Chicago. I'm calling in for my free Halford Christmas CD.
We've given that away. Your few months.
What?
Yep. Christmas CD has been claimed.
What the fuck, man?
Sorry. Do you have a question for Ben from Whitechapel?
Yeah, weren't you in Full House?
Yeah, I was, actually, man.
What's your last name?
No, I wasn't really, man. I would have been like 3 years old or something, like 5, 6 years old.
Okay. The joke is that the other Ben in Whitechapel is Ben Savage.
No. What was that? Wasn't that Boy Meets World or something?
Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
That was how terrible that joke was.
Wow.
Ben Savage. Yeah, we give him shit about that all the time.
Yeah, his name just happens to be Ben Savage, but he's not. Ben Savage. Okay, we have another. Oh, sorry.
So he didn't fuck the panda.
No,
he still did. She's a whore. Oh, okay.
847, you're on the air with Ben from Whitechapel.
Yeah, this is Wolf Knuckle, also from Chicago. And I was just wondering, I checked out your YouTube videos. You're playing drums, and I'm pretty impressed with your chops. And I was just wondering, when was like the first time that you realized that Whitechapel is one of the worst bands ever, just complete trite, boring bullshit, and you decided,
yeah,
hey, I'm gonna attach my fucking trailer to this fucking piece of shit.
God,
I like this guy, man. That's awesome. Well, I don't know, man. It's
tell us the truth.
That? Well, yeah, I mean, drumming-wise, like, completely objectively speaking, like, Whitechapel is not the most challenging thing in the world, but the bottom line is, man, for me, and, I mean, you can call it whatever you want, but, like, you know, I actually do like the band. You know, I did like them before joining them, you know, one or two of their records. So, I mean, the way that I look at it, though, man, is that even if I don't like a band, even if it's, like, Miley Cyrus or something like that, like, I could still be just hitting drums and getting paid for it and making that my job, basically, my day job, my career.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what kind of music it is, as long as, you know, like I said, like, I can call that my job at the end of the day. Like, I pay my bills by, like, hitting drums. To me, that's an amazing thing. So, I mean, you know, the music is what it is. Like I said, I mean, I personally like the band, you know, especially, like, the new stuff we're putting out. I think it's a little bit more interesting than especially, like, the first record the band had, but, you know, to each its own, man.
By the way, the guy who called in is the editor of MTV. He has a shitty job, and he probably needs to get it on.
I don't know how no one knows that. That's crazy. But you're going to be on the road this summer with Mayhem Fest. That's actually why we have you on the phone, because we're celebrating a special month here. Mayhem Month! Try that again. Mayhem Month. Anyway, you're going to be performing, and you're going to be getting to watch Slayer, Slipknot, Anthrax, Motorhead, a bunch of other bands. Not a bad gig, right?
Well, that's pretty cool, man. I mean, most people know, if you're into my band at all, that Whitechapel has done Mayhem once before.
Right.
You know, pretty solid, like, heavy metal lineup that year. But I feel like this year, just, you know, Slipknot alone, just being on it is kind of a really big deal. You know, like, those guys don't really tour very often anymore, much less, like, a big festival-style setting. So, I mean, all the other bands, too, you know, Slayer, you know, Anthrax, Motorhead, all the other main stage bands, you know, they're definitely, you know, just as big. But, you know, like I said, like, Slipknot, like, they don't come around very often anymore, and who knows if this is even going to be, you know, the last time you'll be able to see them or not. So I feel like just this year's lineup itself is definitely, you know, definitely going to be a big one.
So is this a Metal Injection exclusive you're giving up, or this is Slipknot's farewell?
That's not what he said.
Yeah, dude, I'm just, you know, trying to suck some things, you know, or so I guess. I don't know.
Well, they're not. It's not their fair. That's just,
not.
Yeah. Is Slipknot the band you're most looking forward to seeing? Would that be fair to say, or is there another band?
What that?
Is Slipknot the band you're most looking forward to seeing at Mayhem Fest?
Well, I mean, me personally, I've never even seen them before. So I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty stoked to see, you know, see Slayer and Anthrax every night. Like both of those. Both the drummers in those bands are, you know, they've been doing it for a long time, and they're both, you know, killer drummers, so pretty excited about that. I was just touching on Slipknot because, you know, like I said, like, I just feel like they're going to pull a huge amount of people, you know?
Right.
So this year's lineup, like, I feel like we're all super stoked to do this year, you know, even compared to the previous year that they had done it, you know, before. With I think Cannibal Corpse or something like that, you know. So or no, this is Marilyn Manson headlining that year. I'm pretty sure.
Slayer also played that year.
Slayer played that year.
Yeah, Slayer Switch also.
Yeah. You know, another crazy lineup. But you know, everybody that I've in my band that I've talked to, they all seem to be more excited to do it this year than they were, you know, the previous years. So.
Well, we have another caller from private number, maybe.
Oh, yes, this is going to be good, man.
Are you there, other caller?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, I have a question for Ben.
What's your name and where are you from?
This is Sean from California.
Oh, cool. What's your question, Sean?
I have a question. My question is it true that you play in Whitechapel? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. A little attempt at Googling. Okay, we have another call. By the way, if you want to ask Ben from Whitechapel a question, the number to dial is 646-929-357. He seems like a pretty good sport, so if you want to ask a dumb question, take it on the chat.
Yeah, I love dumb questions, man.
I hope Rob warned you before you agreed to this.
No, I mentioned to your publicist that you would be taking calls from the audience.
Urban Outfitters. Sell records. Love it. Oh, God. And on the back, it just explains, like...
Yep.
I was interested in what it explains on the back.
Let's try 928. 928, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Matt Stacey, and I am from Arizona.
Okay, cool. What's up, Matt?
I have a question for Ben.
Cool. What's your question?
All right, well... I have a hard time finding musicians who are into the same thing as me. Around here, there's a big indie rock scene that I'm not really into. And so how did you find musicians who like metal music to jam with?
I don't know, man. I feel like a lot of it, there's a lot of luck involved, but I also just kind of went out and found things. Like, really, the whole way that I got into Whitechapel, I had a friend from Phoenix that I was starting a band with. He and some members of my old band, Knights of the Abyss, were in a local band before those guys joined Knights.
Yeah, I saw them before, so.
Yeah. So basically, like, me and my buddy started a band. Knights started having issues with their drummer. They heard some of the stuff that I'd recorded with my buddy Mark, and they were like, okay, we might need to steal your drummer. So they picked me up. I ended up touring with Knights for about a year. And then I heard through the grapevine that Whitechapel was looking for a new drummer. So I just sent out some tryout videos, and they flew me out. So, I mean, it's like I said, man, like, I got very lucky, like, all the way down the road. But at the same time, you know, like, you gotta go out and try to get it. You know, if you just sit around. I mean, you got a 928 number. Where are you from, man? Like, Flag or
that's,
Prescott or something?
That's Prescott, Arizona, so I'm probably going to move to Flag soon. Better scene up there.
But I mean, even still, like, there's in Flag, man, like, I live up here, you know, there's really, like, not much of a scene. So it's like,
you gotta
just try to network, try to meet people, try to just get out and do what you can to...
Probably the best thing would be is just work on your chops, get them really good, and maybe put on the internet, see if someone says, hey,
who's
over here.
That definitely always works too. That definitely works too, man. I mean, it's like I said, you just gotta you know, try to get out there and network, you know, try to promote yourself. There's a lot of guys on YouTube that do that, that actually, you know, they ended up lining up symbol deals doing that just from having a, you know, a YouTube channel with a bunch of views on it. So, man,
yeah,
that's definitely one way to do it, man.
Since he's moving up to your town and you're going out on tour, do you think maybe while you're out he could crash at your place?
Yeah, man.
All right, thanks for your call. We have one last call, then we'll let you go. 718.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, this is Shankletown in New York City.
What's up, Shankletown?
Yeah.
I've been on hold for like a week. Can I still ask the guy from Asking Alexandria a question?
Oh. Yeah,
do you remember meeting
me?
Do you remember meeting me in a after your show once? I don't remember what city I was in, but I was at the show, and I was wondering if you remember meeting me.
Oh, yeah, no, that one show, man.
I had those huge pierced ear gauge things in, and I was wearing a Mickey Mouse T-shirt.
Yeah, you had, like, the like, tribal armband, right?
Yeah, and
the, like, tribal scorpion armband and, like, the, yeah.
Yeah, I asked you to sign my Full House box set.
Why would you ask him that?
Yeah, no, I remember that. I remember the box set specifically.
Is it true that you're related to Dave Coulier? And if so, is there any chance he'll do a cameo on your next album?
You know, we've been trying to get old Dave to do a cameo on one of our records for years now, but
because I heard he can sing real fast, like the guy in your band, where he goes like, where he sings like a million words a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. He's over it. All right. Thanks for your call. Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, Ben, thank you for taking some time to hang out with us and putting up our wonderful callers and wonderful people. Make sure to catch Ben and the rest of Whitechapel on Mayhem Fest all summer long. If you want to win tickets, we're doing a giveaway. Giving away a pair for each stop. And pick up Whitechapel's new self-titled album. It's in stores June 19th. We're going to play a track off that album right now. Ben, we're going to hang up on you because we're dicks. But,
yeah, do it, man. I suck.
But thanks again for calling in.
Yeah, of course.
All right, we'll see you at Mayhem Fest. And here's some Whitechapel.
That was like a 15-minute interview, no?
No, that was like a 15-minute interview.
It was weird when Sean called in and trashed him, but he sort of was like, well, yeah, the band sort of does suck really.
No, he didn't say they suck. He said it's not the hardest.
I
said he wouldn't care.
But
he was playing.
The basic gist of it was, yeah, it's not the greatest, but I'm getting paid. Which is, I don't know.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, I was just tweeting that I was here.
Oh, cool.
I would listen. Are Metal Injection and MI Live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I just put it out there.
I'll tweet that you're best.
Yeah, a lot of excitement. And then you come to the contact later, right?
Yeah.
Keep that.
Yep.
Wait, what, was it an hour?
I love tweeting.
It should.
Yeah.
Especially to your book publisher.
Oh, my God.
On Friday? Oh, really?
I think I'm really mad. I just thought it was playful. They didn't think it was very funny.
What were you saying?
Well, the reason I got mad is because it's tweeted by me. You know, I'm saying, like, hey, why don't you follow me on Twitter or tweet about my book at all?
That's reasonable.
I was like, it seems like a missed opportunity and also insulting.
Mm-hmm.
So I emailed that, and then I was like, yeah, it's probably some college intern anyway. Mm-hmm. So then I started tweeting at the account, and they're like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm not. I'm like, well, it seems like you're doing some kind of not. Like, I'm not. I'm like, I'm pissed off being told to pick you. Like, I'm not subtle about it.
Yeah. No, I thought it was funny.
And then, well, that's why I came back. I was like, oh, my own sister was the first one to tell me, right? And she's like, oh, like, she thought it was funny. And I told her, like, I kind of do that on it. People just thought it was funny. How did you choke upset? And so I like called and apologized, and I was like, look, you need to get
apologized.
And then
we'll be back in a minute.
And then it's Dave.
sent to the publisher.
Yeah, well, they admitted, like, well, no, no, it's not.
Yeah, you were the one that was offended first.
Yeah, I was like, I'm like, it's a great. I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, 30
seconds.
Rob, you have comments from the last King of Metal post?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll see
you. You cool with discussing?
Of course.
The humorless comments from
yeah.
Some of our...
Well, when you do metal humor, you have to expect that a large portion of it is not gotten by
yeah.
The audience.
That's right.
Oh, no, we were just on the air when you were okay.
I felt like I didn't have to do because
no, like,
okay, we're coming.
And I realized that I didn't come out of it and act like a normal human.
Whoa. Welcome back to the live cast. We're back, and we have a very special guest who's sitting in with us for the rest of the show. You may know him as the King of Metal.
That's right.
He's also a worldwide best-selling auteur. Just put out his book, Tasteful Newts, Mr. Dave Hill. Thank you, Dave, for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Is this on?
This is on.
Oh.
We're on the air now, broadcasting to the world.
Yeah. Awesome.
Our studio audience
is
super excited.
Thank you.
Well, that died out.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. They were, but the mic wasn't up.
I think once I made them aware that they were excited, I got a little subconscious.
Yeah, yeah.
So they,
come on, audience, do a better job.
Let's
come on. I came all this way. That sounds very happy.
Right, how much this one?
Sounds
like you're the wacky neighbor.
Now they're just feels condescending.
If you want to talk to the King of Metal, ask him some metallic advice. The number to dial is 646-929-1357. Dave, this is your second time on the live cast, but first as a published author.
That's right.
How is life different now that you've released Tasteful Newts, available now at bookstores everywhere?
Oh, well, it's funny you ask, Rob. It's been a really wild ride. The book's been out, I think, coming up on 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Roughly 17 days, would that be? No. So, I don't know. I'm not a math scientist. Person.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, it's coming up on 3 weeks. Seems like people like it. All the reviews that I've seen have been really just saying it's basically the best book.
That's
like, period. You know, I thought it was time to tell my story. No, I always wanted to. Do you have any water?
Yeah, I need water.
I'm really dehydrated. I can hear it sounds like a old man in a nursing home. I didn't need to get up and make you get water.
No,
our guest does not get water.
And he's a published author.
Would you like a
donut? Yes, I want a donut.
You want the donut.
What donuts do you have?
Donuts?
Sourdough?
No, it's Dona. Come on. Published author, musician.
Really dehydrated.
Comedian.
Cram this fried dough.
Television show.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to get him water as fast as possible.
Yeah.
No, a little handy. Come on.
No, I'm good. I just needed a little bit. I felt like I was drinking gross.
Oh, you sound so much better now.
Now that I'm listening, I think it might be one of you guys.
Because you're very good listeners.
But where were we? We were talking about me, which is great.
I asked you what inspired you to write a book now.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess Tasteful Newts is about your life.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a collection of essays. It's not really memoir. It's all nonfiction stories from my life, from my experiences as a human. But I wanted to write a book for like the last 10 years or more just because it was fun. Turns out it's not that fun.
No,
it's a lot of work, but it is fun. Like a lot of people, I actually like sitting in my apartment all season and just writing and stuff. So I like it.
Did you have to force yourself to write some essays? Be like, it's been 2 weeks.
That sounds like homework to me.
I haven't written an essay.
Well, the thing is, with, I don't know how it works with all internationally famous authors, but with me, with my deal or whatever, my deal, book deal, they give you some money in the beginning. I mean, I think it's fairly standard that the amount of money I'm getting, I got a shitload of money.
Right.
So they gave me some money at the beginning, and I was like, cool. And then then you get more money when you turn it in when it's done. And so you're like, well, I want to get some more of that money. And then you get money when it comes out. It's not to say I wrote it for the money, but more that I have friends who've done these book deals, and you drag it out, and there's deadlines, and the next thing you're like, deals and book deals. It's like, then it's, I think it's like homework. Like, oh my God, I wrote this on my book. And then, you know, the money ends up being negligible because you've stretched it out over all these years and there's a deadline. And so I didn't want that to happen. So I was like, I better
put some money on it. How long did it take you?
No. It was like from March of 2011 I started writing in a week. Backing it up a little bit, it was a breakdown. I was on tour, I was rocking Europe. Just because I know this is, you know, metal. I wasn't on a metal tour, to be fair.
Well, Michael Schenker was open.
I was playing with Michael Schenker. It was a super with me. He wasted. Do you know him?
No. Don Dokken was Don Dokken.
Don Dokken, Vinny Peace, Bob Daisley, David Hasselhoff, some backups. Akira Takasaki was playing dual lead with me, and Herman Rarebell was briefly with the band. I don't know what happened. Udo, Dirk
Schneider,
was singer for a bit, but then we ended up getting Doro.
Oh, how's she doing?
She's great. Loves pizza. She's great.
You were in Europe.
Yeah. And then I was on a tour. And I'm in Wales. And I was like, what's the popular song? Cardiff. And I was in Cardiff. And my agent showed me. My book agent. And he called me and said, guess who's a millionaire? No. He said, you have a book deal. And I was like, oh, cool. And so it made the tour more fun. Because then I was like, not buying drinks, but just so you know, and then I got home from the tour, and eventually, by the time I got home, these gangs and everything, it was March, and then I wrote the fuck out of the book until, I'd say I was done writing it, October, this past year, and then you have to go through it, bring it, I'm telling the story in real time.
It's a 10-month story.
This could be like in the re-release of the book. This could be an extra
right.
Yeah.
Like, if you thought the book was boring, wait till you hear the making of. No, I don't think the book's boring. People seem to really like it.
Yeah, I've read. I haven't finished it.
But you loved it. What you've read so
yes.
far. Yeah. Like, oh my God. You did it again.
I tried to.
This is my first book. Yeah. You read it and you're like, that motherfucker did it
again. Well, I've read a lot of your blog. So,
right, yeah.
Referencing the it blows your blog out of the water.
Yeah, it kicks it in the taint.
Yeah.
Well, because of the blog, when I'm blogging, anything like that, I'm just cranking it out. It's more just to get my wake up in the morning.
Right.
Watch this or that or do whatever. Do my bidding.
I think I read somewhere that you say you don't proofread your blogs when you post them.
No, I come with instant. It's weird. Yeah, I know spell check is available to people, but I come.
No time for it.
And no, I do not make typing.
Oh.
You're just a perfect speller.
I'm a perfect speller. It's a weird thing. Now, once in a while, I'll run into it. You know what I do, though? I forget, as anyone who follows me on any of the social media, what are they called? Social media?
Sites,
Twitter, or whatever. What I do is I forget words. Leave words
out of it. Oh, yeah.
Do you guys do that?
When I'm stoned.
I was going to say, you're on drugs. You probably do that a lot.
Yeah, when I'm drunk.
You're not on drugs. You're stoned.
Currently,
you're
not stoned.
Someone here is stoned, though.
He does it less when he's stoned.
I haven't.
He needs to get normal.
We have a smoker.
Yeah, I haven't smoked this. I haven't smoked today.
That's
just my aura.
That's just you.
Yeah.
Okay, because I swear I walked in. Maybe it's just I felt like. I was like, all right, I'm going to walk in there. It's going to be a haze. I'm going to have to, like, go.
Thank you for reminding me. So we have to smoke drugs now.
Well, I was like, I'm going to have to, like, follow the voices, get through the haze, and then there'll be, like, you know, some dude, chick, and beer. There's no beers, even.
Oh, do you want a beer? There are beers.
No.
Fine. Part of me was like, I'm not going to have anything to drink today. I'm going to let the fog lift a little bit. But then I was like, but if I do go somewhere, like, and I'm down to live cast, and they offer me a beer, I'll have it. But you guys have it.
Well, I just offered you a beer.
I know, but I'm not counting that because I felt like I had to prompt you.
Yeah.
What beer do you have? Just like, for
PBR.
No.
Yeah.
Well, what if you could have any beer right now? Your preferred beer?
I don't know. Something stinky. No, I don't know.
Cider?
I do like PBR, but I'm from Cleveland. So, in Cleveland...
Where you're from.
Where I'm from. We drink PBR. There's no irony.
Right. It's just PBR. All that's available.
Well, there's other beers available, but in Cleveland, you just think of it as a cheap beer, but... And I'm not saying this is why you guys drink it. Ultimately, people drink it because it's
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, somewhere along the line, it was, you know, repackaged to the young people as like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if you drank beer like a bunch of motherfucking Cleveland beer?
It's hipster beer.
It was hipster beer. Exactly. I'm not saying you guys are hipsters. I'm just saying that
in this neighborhood, though,
as a result of it, I'm like, you know what?
Let's take a caller. We have a block number. If you want to call in, Dave.
A block number.
Yeah. This could be nice. Let
me back it up. So we have a caller coming in.
Yes.
So I am the King of Metal.
Yes.
As mentioned earlier. And your readers who watch the videos that I do and the people that follow, I should note that the drugs are just all over.
Oh, yeah, we just sparked up a joint. It's
not
okay.
Drugs, just joint. When I say drugs, I mean it sounds like this pile of
So you, I like that you don't consider weed drugs.
I don't.
It's just
a
little weed.
I'm all for it.
Do you want us to whip out the coke? Is that what you're...
No, I don't do that. I never have.
You didn't get a pump yet.
Yeah.
No. I have a baboon heart. I can't do that.
Okay.
No, it doesn't
My
interest me. I never
heart.
Had it.
Have you smoked pot before?
Once by accident.
How does it happen by accident?
Sitting next to you.
Well,
I think it was
angled up? I thought it was angled up, and I went up to the bell tower in my high school and I threatened to down. No, what happened was I was in the show business.
Of course.
And I was working on a television program and it was a rap party, you know, and a lot of people were in the brewery smoked a candle of cigarettes at work and stuff. So the director of the program was walking. I was, you know, 3 a.m. I'd been, like, smoking cigarettes, you know, like, 47 cigarettes or whatever. And he's like, hey, you know, and he holds up what looks like a hand, you know, it was a joint.
Right.
And I got outside and I was like, I thought, because he knew I bumped smokes from him before.
Yeah.
So, because I will occasionally have a cigarette after I've had, like, 10 drinks or whatever, you know, every couple of months.
It's okay. You don't have to explain yourself to me.
I just don't want anyone to mail me a carton of cigarettes. Like, I know what they want. I don't want that.
But if they were, what's your brand preference?
Whatever.
You're not that into cigarettes to have a brand preference.
No, I would say I don't want it to be ultra light because it's like, I'm going to fucking do something. I'm going to do it.
You want ultra unlight, like strong.
Yeah, I want Marlboro Red rip-off filter. I don't want menthol.
Yeah.
I still
what about Quell cigarettes?
I don't know if I guess I've had a closed cigarette, but those to me, I think of going to concerts as a young,
yeah,
pretty young thing. and the girls would be smoking a closed cigarette. I'd be like, hi, my name's Dave. Tell me your interest. And they would have known me. But now I'm on your podcast.
Yeah.
You know, jokes on them. But
You were talking about being the king of metal.
Oh, I ended up. So I was like, is that a drum, a hand roll cigarette? And I thought it was fantastic. And I took some little hits off of it, and I was like, other people were gathering on some hits. And I was like, what? And then I was like, what is this? Like, it's a flip tobacco. It didn't smell like pot.
Right.
So that was the only time I've ever smelled pot.
So a flip is misleading, because there's still tobacco in it, and that's not pure.
And it doesn't smell like pot. Yeah. And when people offer me drugs, pot and drugs, all the time, because they assume that
I feel like your comedic delivery would allow someone to assume that.
Right.
And your psychedelic show.
Right.
You do have a wonderful wardrobe.
It's incredible.
I feel that other people really need to step it up.
Yeah, we'll kill them.
Where do you find your clothes? Where does Dave Hill shop?
Here in town sometimes, but I go to London a lot. It's hard to answer that question without sounding like
right. It's just you pick it up randomly.
If I see something I like, I buy it. Usually I'm down hard shopping. But as it turns out, most of the stuff that I'm into, I'm either into t-shirt and jeans, or I'm into like English. So it's really in London.
So don't send Dave cigarettes. Send him some suits.
Send me some English suits, yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a caller, like I said, because Dave Hill, the King of Metal, has a huge fan base.
Oh, and of people that hate me.
Yeah. People that don't seem to get the joke.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk to Dave, the number dial is 646-929-13.
Hello?
Yes. Oh, is it?
Hello? Yes. Oh, is this Luke from Australia?
Yes, it is.
You should probably lower your speakers, though, because we hear ourselves.
Okay, hold on one sec. Okay, is that better? Yep. I got a bit of a delay because I'm not listening through the phone. I'm listening through the speaker because I can't hear you through the phone.
Well, do you have a question, Dave?
For Dave? Does it have to? Oh, I wanted to ask Rob something.
What do you want to ask?
I'm still going to answer.
In February, you know how you did that interview with Steel Panther?
Yeah.
Were they like the same way that they acted in the interview before and after you finished interviewing them?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't ask me.
Yeah.
The director.
Which is very rude.
Which is okay. But they can't do it. And it's not even about you either.
Yes,
but like I thought, at least ask Rob about Rob. You're asking about fucking Steel Panther.
Or at least ask a generic question that Dave could also
answer. That's okay. I will answer those. That is their character. I don't want to break the kayfabe here. No, they're totally not like that. It's a joke. But they are incredibly, incredibly gracious and friendly. They're very nice people.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
One of those guys is from Ohio. Where I'm from.
Oh, cool.
I think it's from a different city.
It was
if I can
really
bring it back to myself.
Yeah. Well, as you should. We have another blocked number. Are you there? Hello.
I'm trying to reach you. It's tougher to get than a president.
Uh-oh. Sounds like a prank call.
Do is return my phone calls, though.
Oh, no.
It's Joe Pesci. He's angry at us.
We don't smoke. Off talking to people about me behind my back going over my head. What people would you think I wasn't going to find out? You said I'm bringing heat on you? I got to listen to people because of your fucking shit? You're ordering me out? You better get your own fucking army, pal.
Darren, you don't have to call the show to use your soundboard.
At least you'll be okay. At least he's using clips from one of my favorite.
Yeah. I'm honored to be soundboard pranked, but we have a celebrity with us.
Yeah. Ooh.
You, Mr.
Joe Pesci.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
646-929-1357.
I don't have a million.
It's, well, no. It's 646-929-1357. We wanted you to respond to some of the comments people left on your recent videos.
That's okay. I feel like you're listening to me.
They need to be
who I am.
School
that's okay.
I don't understand how they can't recognize that you are, in fact, the King of Metal.
The King of Metal, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's because, you know, I'm kind of rolling. I don't look like the King of Metal. Do I?
Well, you can't just let it show.
No.
Because then, you know, you can get blindsided by an attack when you try to claim your throne.
Exactly. Like, I got to keep it on the wrap. The sharpshooter doesn't step out of the backyard and start knocking his hands off. I got to bring it down before I bring it up again.
Right.
Exactly. So.
Or something.
Here's one. He's terrible. It takes him a year to come up with a punchline, and they're not even funny. He sucks even more than the bands he's reviewing.
I definitely come back to that. I mean, it could be art. I mean, here's the thing. When I read internet comments, there's part of me that's like, well, they're right. They're definitely right. But I don't know. I guess it's like, I'm glad. I want to be loved or hated. I feel like I'm succeeding in that. Nowhere better. But I'm not terribly interested in being I think it's good to be live on the TV. So
you just want a reaction.
Yeah. I want a reaction and hopefully friction.
You said if anybody follows you on Twitter, which is at Mr. Dave Hill.
MR Dave Hill.
Oh, MR Dave Hill.
Well, I mean that is not Mr. Dave Hill, but just really spell it out.
You seem to have a lot of sex, and there's a lot of parties in your pants.
Yeah, I took a train here to Philadelphia, back to New York. I had a train in Philadelphia last night, so I got so much fun on that train. The question you should ask me is where in the train didn't I go? When it was taking last time down. So I did, first, took this lady from behind when I was getting the ticket at the quick track machine. I mean, it's always consensual. But yeah, she was getting her ticket and I just sort of dialed. So even when I was in the Philadelphia train station, which is a lot of the movie with me, part of it, just a bit of trivia. And yeah, and so fucking her, just tapping that ass, quoting in the witnesses, like, oh, it's, you know, it looks familiar. So, anyway, then I get on the train, and, you know, what I like to do is head straight to the quiet car. That's raised Catholic, and so you have to be very quiet. Catholic family. You train yourself to masturbate.
Talk quietly?
To masturbate quietly.
Oh, okay.
You can't, you know, your house would. 7 people and a dog. Well, 7 people.
Well, how do you manage to get any speed without making noise? So the faster you
right.
do it, the louder.
Yeah. Oh, with all the flapping.
Yeah.
Flapping. Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's what you raise the difference.
But well, why are you saying you squeeze harder right like about? You know?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Like, squeeze what?
Nothing.
Like, right. As a woman? Like your Kegel?
No, it's very.
Is that what it's called?
Fucking strap-on. She's an accomplished strapper on
her. No, she says she's never done it. She says none of her boyfriends would let her strap on.
Would you want that?
He never let me wear a strap-on.
She said it with her boyfriend, you know.
But okay, so I feel like you are sidestepping the question a little bit. You've never worn a strap-on. Have you ever inserted anything into your fucking butt?
Oh, yeah. That's been established.
Like in Hilda?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the guy was never the same again.
I'm too embarrassed to talk about it with him.
He was never the same mentally, physically, emotionally.
She implied that he had emotional strength.
No, he didn't.
He
wasn't into it. I feel like he was just letting me do it because I was into it.
But that's sweet.
And she broke up with him.
But I think she
after that
directly
for that reason.
Oh wow. Well, what size dildo was it? Was it a vibrator?
He wouldn't let me put it like a regular dildo size. He only let me put like a spinner.
I think that's reasonable. I mean,
it's not fair that like he gets to put something.
But
in
your
vagina though.
Oh, in your ass.
And then
okay.
It's like he only gets a finger in there.
Yeah, okay, I'm on your side now.
I mean, that's a fair point.
That is a fair point.
But also,
okay.
On the other hand, Noah's asshole would be more in play generally, so she's more used to it.
There was with a time where it
play.
Was...
Yeah, well, sure.
Yeah,
so,
that's
called elementary school.
But would you say, yeah, wait, so your asshole isn't like, you would, you're, I'm, this is in your words, come on. You're describing your asshole as being in play.
No.
Not
I mean,
right.
God bless you. Don't get me wrong. It's just good to know going into these things.
That's not a restricted answer.
Yeah.
Don't you send him the fact sheet before
By the way, just a heads up, Noah's asshole can play.
Rob, when you interview a guest, they need to be...
Did you know about the show? It's very unprofessional of you not to...
Topic one, book. Topic two, sex train. Topic three, Noah's asshole.
In play. Yeah. In
play. Parenthesis, in play. Yeah, that's...
Yeah. I love that, though. That sounds so fun in play. Like, it's, yeah.
It's a sports term.
Yeah. Asshole in play. It means, like, it might, in, you know, it might factor into things.
Yeah. You saw it completely up to her, a movie again.
Right.
Superintendent Chalmers in the chat says, if Noah wrote a book, it would be My Asshole is in Play, the Noah Abior story.
It's a lifetime event. Movie.
Yeah, that's a few. Can we get Meredith Baxter Burney?
Meredith Baxter Burney plays the mom. Noah will be played by Nancy McKean. Yeah, sure.
Well, I love that. Well, we get a little soft focus going on both of them in the early scenes. Oh, cool.
Are we still talking about sex or not? Computers? What's going on?
Nancy McKean or Mackenzie Phillips?
What's the question? Oh,
who
would play
her?
Oh, Nancy.
No, this is the most uncomfortable Noah's been. Noah's usually very open with her sexual conversation.
I don't like doing it with someone who I don't know.
Dave Hill.
Well, especially someone from show business.
Yeah.
A celebrated. Well, now I'm
medium of
them. I think
literary.
What it is she doesn't care what we think of her. She sort of cares what you think. Yeah.
Well, I think there's nothing. I think you're a wonderful woman, and if your asshole can play, that's great. And I want you to know that just because I know your asshole can play, I'm not going to assume that, all right, yeah, like, it's still going to be, you know, the lady. I'll be very much a gentleman about, you know, next is going to be a book. Word on the street is that, you know, that's what we play. I'm going to start gently. I'm not...
prolonging my embarrassment, like...
I'm just saying, like, I am not, you know, I'm not looking to rush into things, you know? If your asshole doesn't end up in play for, like, a couple hours, I'm totally cool with that. Like, we can hang out and watch a movie, have some drinks, get some Thai. No. If you're asking something,
yeah, I don't think that would be
good. And you know, your asshole doesn't have to come into play. I'm interested in you. And eventually, your asshole. Now, if you wanted your asshole to come into play, that would be fine. I'd be like, all right, that's cool. But if we had a whole long-term relationship, maybe about marrying, like, children, grandchildren, whatever, and your asshole never, all right, I take it back. Your asshole never came to the play and all that time, and be like, what's going on?
Oh, like if we get married? Yeah,
because
yeah.
She has a
thing.
But that would be, like, I'm losing out on something. Would it be my fault or your fault?
Oh, I mean, so you're saying you want your asshole to be in play. Are you, is your asshole in play for me or for you, or for both?
It's for me, not for you.
How could that be?
Wait a minute, like, why would, I feel like if a girl doesn't enjoy her asshole being in play, why would she allow a guy to do it?
Well, I feel like it's
exactly. I don't think a woman should do it unless she wants her asshole to be in play. But now that I know that it's for you and not for me, I'm going to put that in the first 45 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. Now that I know this, I would just say, you just give me the heads up.
Figured it.
But I'm just saying, like, I'm getting older. I love, all sorts of hot stuff. Don't get me wrong. But for me, it's more about the companionship. And then the asshole. But yeah, like, I want to just.
You're more sentimental.
I just want to hear about your day. I want to wake up next to you. Wake up in the middle of the night and you're there. And I want to have coffee with you in the morning. And then I want to get a snack. But
after the coffee?
Yeah.
I feel like before
coffee
the coffee.
Can be diarrhea.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to go there?
I'm talking about you go up on your value thing. Do what you got to do.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, so then, like, at the end of the day.
Yeah, later.
Gosh. No, it's dreaming.
Like, yeah.
My eyes are, like, black.
Like, yeah. No. I'm not, I don't. Mine's, I'm more about mind control. I would just convince you that whatever happens, I'm going to convince you.
That usually ends up happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've already said that. The place for you, so it's all worth it.
No one's very peculiar. Most girls would give that up to their man. They like it.
No, I don't think. Well, you're saying that woman gives.
I'd say that occurs on occasion, but I think Noah's the opposite. She wants a guy who hates it and wants to force me.
Okay, well, do you want me to act like I hate it?
Dave, is your ass in play?
No, I would say not. I mean, we're just not so like, oh, no, like I'm not afraid.
It's not a hard no.
No, there's no hard no.
He's saying it's not that it's gay. It's not
I don't care. I'm so, like, I'm a little too secure in my masculinity. Clearly.
Right. I mean, that shirt.
Why I'm wearing, like, someone's grandmother's shirt. Yeah.
I should say a floral.
Yeah, it's a floral print. Thank you. Have an hair of a housewife. Probably. Yeah, I don't know. If someone wants to, I my asshole is not my ass.
I'm not saying by a man. I'm saying by like a Noah.
Yeah, no. I assume she got my name.
Right.
Yeah,
Rob would just be in the closet.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I would just say my ass is not in play out of because I would not wish it on anybody. Because my ass, just years of, I mean, I'm a guy. It's spicy food. I'm just blowing just out my asshole all the time.
So it's like the skin around the rim is like gone.
Yeah, it's like a crime scene down there. It's horrible. So yeah, I mean, I lost half of 2010 to asshole. I mean, eventually I went to the. He's like, you might try. He's like, oh, here's what aggravates. This is true. I'm not even making this up. I was like, so I was traveling. I was doing a show. I was in the UK for a long time. I was knowing whatnot. A lot of times, leaving that lifestyle, your ass is first one. So, just smoking and drinking. So I got that. Oh, my God. I was doing a special about my ass. Because I thought, maybe something was up constantly. I was like, when dogs rub their assholes on like the rug. I felt like that all the
time. I feel it.
I cannot bear this by myself. I can bring the handlers on. And I made an appointment, and the guy's like, well, here's what causes problems. I used to be, but he was like, spicy food, coffee, caffeine, or yeah, same thing. Alcohol. And it's basically my diet. It's basically casting the and he's like, yeah, if you do that stuff, your asshole's gonna have trouble. I mean, that's all I do. So I'm excited to say having my asshole really has not been better since I've really got myself in a tidy asshole regimen. However, you know, it's not the year, it's the mile, and I feel like I put too many miles to now say it's open for, you know, you close down an amusement park because too many people got hurt on the ride. Time passing is not going to make those rides safe. So my asshole, I just feel like we're done. That said, I will make an exception.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Because
that's a deal breaker. No ass play.
If you want, just proceed with caution. You know? Basically, I'm going to ask you to sign a waiver. Yeah, wear a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
You could probably buy that.
Okay.
Thanks. Well, what was the question?
That was the question.
Tell us about your book. I think that was
Oh, yeah. I wrote a book. It's called Peaceful News. Available everywhere.
My favorite chapter that I've read so far. I mean, I could have a future favorite.
So hard,
but there's so many. But you talk about touring Japan.
Yeah.
Which seems like a crazy trip, just because A, you're in Japan, and B, your band, who, from the sound of it, is not the biggest thing in the book. But you were huge in Japan.
Yeah. Well, relative
from the sound. Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I did do some literary devices.
So you lied.
No. The book is all true.
Okay.
However,
Marty Friedman
and Paul Gilbert had a guitar duo. Have you ever watched those videos on YouTube where they're on some Japanese game show and they're like, I don't know what the name is, but all I mean is Marty Friedman. They're shredding and they're both yelling at each other in Japanese, and it's so great.
It's so weird to watch Marty Friedman speak Japanese, too.
It is, too, and gosh, my God. You know, all these years, like, he still has those crazy vignette hair. He's Paul Gilbert now. It's like, he has some pretty, he has the sort of hair that you would expect Mr. Big to have. But now he's just got kind of regular guy hair. And I always watch Paul Gilbert videos on YouTube because he shreds. He's so great at shredding. But very likable. Did you ever watch his videos?
No, I'm not a good
watch fan. If you watch it, you'll be like,
you'd have a beer with him?
I mean, totally, yeah. I'd be thrilled. I went with Marty Friedman, to be fair. But anyway, getting back to wrestling, yeah, with George Mann, we only have friends who come to us here, and then we went over there, and we were still playing, like, the same kind of clubs, mostly, like, it was like a year, only there were people there, and we were just gone, and stuff, so it's awesome, and it's the kind of place where I went.
Why?
Because they have a certain job, everyone's like, they're excited about everything. In Black Monkeys, at the store. I've never seen them in America.
Like, you were looking? Like,
the Capuchin, like, you know, kind of you would have on your shoulder and help yourself climb.
They don't feel they're too cool.
No, there's an enthusiasm. Yeah, it's just like, they're like, yeah, whatever the thing is. So, and it doesn't, and they're just smarter, they're just better. They haven't sorted out. So I have heard from, like, my dad used to live and, you know, that other people who live there, and said, of course, anytime you go there, you're like, yes, this is the best in the world. But then something happens along the way, like you see in a different light, and you know, I'm like, you know.
Is that happening?
No. So I wanted to. I wanted to.
You just haven't went to any of those, like, weird eateries, though, where they slaughter dogs or something? Or are you into that?
No. I mean, I'm not into any No. I bet we did go in Osaka. Well, we didn't go. But we stopped a place where like, you could go have like tea or coffee and whatever else. Like you could let the dog. So, you
know.
Yeah. Oh. That's great.
That is cool.
I mean, it's great for everybody.
Yeah.
They have the same thing, I think, with like cats, where they have cafes which just have cats in and around. You could spend time with cats.
Yeah. Or, yeah, for women and French babies.
Some great things in the chat I just want to get to. Campion writes, is Marty Friedman's ass in play? Good question.
I think so.
And then Patrick writes, Dave Mustaine's ass is in play, but only for Rick Santorum.
Oh. Well played. I don't think he ever said, though. You know, I've been following him very closely. when politics and metal, the intersection.
It's great. It's so exciting.
I really like the stand off of it. He just, I think he said something, because he backpedaled a little bit. He was like, no, I think he was basically saying like one thing he liked about it. So, which is, again, why would you say that? But, I mean, it's in the same way.
Well, two reasons. I mean, he basically said, I love everything about Rick Santorum. He went down.
No. He said, of all of the candidates, he went like, I respect Rick Santorum the most because.
He named like 10 different things he loves about Rick Santorum. And then he got criticized harshly for it. So he backpedaled and said, look, I don't endorse him.
Yeah. When I say Dave Mustaine is a media fellow, this is perceived. Any of the stuff. My problem is with his guitar. Yeah, I don't think Megadeth sounds heavy at all. Like maybe the first couple records, but then their guitars sound like shit, and they've always sound like shit. And I'm amazed that someone doesn't have to talk with them.
Oh, so wow.
Dial it in.
No, it doesn't want to give you a ass.
Yeah.
She loves me.
No, I just.
I don't
whoa.
Love Megadeth.
She's over
as
Megadeth.
Much as I love Megadeth like 2 years ago.
All right, sorry.
No, well, I'm fine.
I'm just saying. Wait, you loved them more 2 years ago?
I mean, before Dave Mustaine, like really.
He's lost his mind.
Yeah.
But no, I like them. I think like they're really good. I've seen them and I thought they were really good, and they were bringing a lot of heat. But. I think it's really the first time.
Well, with any band. But
yeah.
Their last, actually,
not
like, that was just kind of like.
Good from start to finish.
Well, they only had, like, what, 5 records, 6 records?
Yeah, they had 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm. And through them.
And the whole thing.
They still have a good amount
of people. I've recorded them before. But thank you. I mean, I guess it does kind of. But basically, they did not have any albums. They didn't do anything.
But they're also Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. The gold standard.
Yeah.
But even when you were listening to them like years ago, you
No.
I mean, for that time,
I actually, no. I think they was good very early on. And I actually had a talk with, I don't know if I should say, what well, this band is on.
Of course, you.
Okay.
To be honest.
I'll say this.
To yourself.
Okay, well, I feel like I'm getting no, fuck it. I don't think he's getting in trouble. But Corrosion of Conformity toured with them. And I was saying to Dr. Gavin Chai, and I was like, God, what the fuck is up with Megadeth guitar playing? It's fucking bad. And they're like, you know, I think the hearing is gone. So they would hear, they use the same values that they're using in Mexico. And then they were like, oh, your guitar's gone off. And then they try to dial it in somewhere like that, and then they tell me sound that is Megadeth shit. That's how he's using everything. So I think he tried for whatever reason. So no, I don't think CFD was not saying anything about that.
No.
They were just saying that he didn't hear their tone, but then it still go back to his tone. They did not say his guitar tone was shitty. I'm saying.
You're already issuing the retraction.
I'm retracting
before the story is presented.
I know, well, it's breaking. This is going to be all over the internet. King of Metal says COC's talking shit. I mean, this is years ago.
Right.
This was So they must say never split at the same time, and you never said that. No, I just negative the charge. They did not. They just said, yeah, we cleared it up.
But TMZ is going to edit that part out.
Basically, because you know how much TMZ is all over me. Patrick Keenan.
Yeah,
David
they're all the
same. If you get the three of us in one story, that's front page, TMZ.
That's an eruption of hits right
now. Wouldn't that be great? Like, if there was just, like, a guitar tone, shit talking.
TMZ of guitar tone?
You need to turn that one down.
Well, maybe that could be just the next King of Metal. King of Metal reviews Guitar Tone, and we like for you.
Not even getting started.
And then,
You know what we could do? We could go. You know, there's like webpages where they go through guys' rates and they feel like this guy is going to do this. I could totally just recognize how you do the first. Just based on not even what they sound like,
just
what they play, just based on. You know, it's like, all right, what? You have a role in jazz chorus for the Queen parts? You're fucking pussy. No, but I think Kirk would like that. With the role in jazz chorus.
Do you think he has good guitar tone?
I've lost even you guys.
I thought you meant Kirk Hammett goes through people's brains.
That's honestly, I thought the exact same thing.
No,
like,
I got a series of funnier guys. No, wouldn't that be cool? I would love that. He was just like going through everyone's brains. Like, you're a fucking pussy. That would be pretty good. I would watch that.
He's at the salon with a laptop on his lap while he's getting his hair styled.
He really looks like an old lefty.
What's going on? Well, he has plugs, right?
Does he?
He must.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, they're not very effective, but his hair is like back here.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's keeping it real, sort of.
Adding, but not over to the high.
Yeah. Like he's pulling a Jeremy Piven circa 2 years ago. Not full head of hair. He's more like what do you say? Like Will on that, where it's like plugs, but he's like makes it look like.
More than his plugs.
As speculation, I'm a big fan.
Interesting.
But it's up here. That was, I think, very incredible. Look.
Not only are you a guitar expert, you're a plug expert.
I'm a plug expert.
Anything that plugs in.
Yeah, basically, whether it's hair. Well, I think the litmus test is, are you, when you look at where the forehead meets the hair, if you're jarred by it, they probably have plugs. Because that's been my experience. Like, I'm not looking out for the plugs, and then you happen to, you rear that brush in your hair. Like,
look, I don't have plugs.
but
it looks like someone, they've had a sewing machine taken to their head.
Right.
It's like blood pouring.
Yeah.
It looks like a doll.
It looks
like a
leaf. Fucking crazy.
Johnny Polo in the chat asked, what do you think about Alex Solnit?
Yeah. That fucking animal.
That's an inside joke. We have an inside joke that Alex Solnit is unknown.
Yeah. You know, I think he played at my cousin's bar, though. My cousin might have it wrong, but I swear he was like, Alex Solnit just played at bar 9.
Oh, no.
He has a
jazz band.
I think he just showed up or something. But yeah, Alex, a testament, jazz cat though. But I will say, jazz and metal should not be. It's not. No one's winning with that combination.
Well, jazz
is.
Jazz shouldn't exist, and then they wouldn't meet at all.
No, it's allowed to exist. I just don't want to hear it.
I think there's a lot of great jazz. I'm just saying, I think it's really fucking testament. Be quiet about it. Did I mention? That's why I never understand with like Helmet, like Cage, Hamilton, you guys would be like, yeah, I'm like big jazz, like we talk about, like, that's great, but.
Yeah, don't let people.
I don't hear it. Well, it's like, it's not like you hear it in the music, so it's like, who cares?
They're touring with Toadies now. It's a weird.
That is weird. But 90s
nostalgia tour kind of thing.
But I like that. I'm not. I feel like that's just weird.
That's what the King of Metal does.
I know. It's, you're not getting Dave Hammer. You're fucking going after people. But I love everybody that talks about it, even though they didn't say I miss freebasing. I feel like to make the early records on a lot of cocaine.
Yeah.
I bet he's getting a
little. I don't know about the coke, but he definitely smokes pot.
He's doing
confirmed.
Yeah. But he's got that old man drug user.
Maybe he's just old. Yeah. That's what being old. But another interesting fact in your book that I didn't know about you was that you were signed to a major in the early 90s. Priority Records.
Yeah.
Which was,
some people say it's major, some people say
I'm sure they were distributed by.
They were. They were distributed by, like,
yeah, so, I mean, that's a legit label. Ultimately.
Right.
So that was pretty much in the pinnacle of blowing money on music, right?
Right, yeah. It was like we had roads.
That they bought for you, they advanced you, right? So,
yeah. So, I mean, we had our stuff.
So to be a little serious, though, it was much easier to be, I don't know, I want to say, was it easier to be a band in the early 90s than it is now?
Well, I think it's very different. Obviously.
Right.
Thank you. I didn't mean obviously. I meant it like just sort of short humor.
Not like you would call a woman.
Wait, me? I would not. I would call a man. I love doing that. I might accidentally call a woman. Like, if her Twitter account is sexually ambiguous.
Wow.
I chose to leave it. I've done that before.
Really?
Regrettably. Yeah. But,
sorry for the Twitter.
Well, I met her, of course. Still was.
Did she see Moonrise Kingdom?
Yes.
No.
She's fairly attractive. Yeah, she was more on
that.
Dolled her up.
Yeah.
I think she could bring as much heat as she wanted to. She just chooses to dial it down.
Really?
I love that about it. Yeah. Wait, what was it?
Oh. We're talking about being.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it was like in the 90s when, they like to use radio and stuff, and you. And MTV, like we had a video on MTV and everything, like stuff that would be sort of unfathomable now. I mean, I think if you're a good, I mean, what good band is playing on mainstream radio? It's right there.
Right. Well, what is mainstream radio anymore? It's just pop.
Yeah, and it's not even good pop. The thing is, like, I don't just like pop. I love pop. I totally. But my problem with this is most of it's just horrible. In the songwriters, like TLC, I always use these statements because they're basically one of the greatest of all time. TLC, do you like TLC?
Yeah, they're great.
They're so good. I mean, drive me crazy that they are. But I'm really upset that they're going to bring back in 3 years.
Really?
It's a really horrible and very boring. I think that two. I watched that thing and I was like, oh my god, it was so crazy. And it's like, oh, this is proof that even if you fucking blow people's minds by bringing back a person from the dead, live hip hop is so fucking boring. Unbelievable. And I say that having been, I've seen like a lot of, a fair amount of shows of stuff, Public Enemy, or Cool, I mean, back like in my little, pretty young thing, Jay Hill in Cleveland. The lady.
You say this as a fan of hip hop.
As a fan. Well, most of it I hate now. I will say that.
Right.
Because I think it doesn't have like the rhythm and joie of the hip hop that I appreciate. Like the, NWA, Public Enemy.
When I think of NWA, I think of
exactly. Well, definitely it's Luther. But I think most of it, I think the sentiment, just the feeling without even hearing the words, is shitty to me listening to it. And occasionally, if they can get like a good female vocalist to do a hook, then. But most of it, I think, I just don't. I'm just more. No, I'm old, I guess.
Sure.
I'm old. No, I don't know. I think most of it's just stuff. But, what's the question? Oh, TLC.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about TLC and how they're
Or Benchmark, the toppings with
they're so good.
Yeah,
are you sure you didn't smoke weed?
The songs, no, but I am, like, my brain is fried because I...
All that stuff.
All that hot stuff. I'm so depleted of all, everything.
Well, the actual question is that one you signed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what was the question?
Oh, was it easier being in a band in the early 90s than now?
Maybe. I mean, maybe it was, maybe...
Was it easier to get signed?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, maybe because there were people getting signed now, but no, I think it's hard to get signed. But to do it was cool because it was like, you know, it was me and my best friend.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
Whose ass wanted to play for that?
Homer, I was going to say it sounds very homoerotic, but yeah, it was cool. But it was also like, you know, young and stupid, and we thought like, oh, this is so great, we're on a big label, like, I guess now we just ride this out and become millionaires and we'll get capital in, you know, Northeastern Ohio. and you know, we kind of have like a fun year and a half where it was like people buy drinks and stuff. Be like, hey, and my mom would be like, yeah, I'm going to the grocery store, it's been really cool now. And then, you know, but we were just young and fast, like,
how old
were you? 22. So, and then it was, then we got dropped. And then I was like painting houses, and it was really a bit of a blow. But looking back on it, I think how I ended up here. Everything, you know, I don't regret anything. I feel like one thing led to another. And now, you know,
water.
Donut was really good. You know, I struggled with my weight, so I just got a sense of it. I did not eat all of it.
I have to admit,
I don't eat them really. Like, there once in a while. I would never seek out a donut. I wouldn't be like, I better get some donuts. Or same thing, we don't understand. Cupcakes, I don't understand why everyone in New York is always cuddling. I've never thought I needed a fucking cupcake. Like, and I eat cookies and ice cream all day long. But I'm never like, oh, well, yeah, we should get cupcakes. I'd, like, someone puts a cupcake in my face, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
But to go leave the house.
To crave.
Don't even get me started.
I have nothing against cupcakes. But the fact that it seems corny to have cupcakes.
Yeah.
Just get a fucking cake.
I've never been like blown away by a cupcake to the point that it needs its own store on every block in Manhattan.
I have been blown away by cupcakes.
No.
You look like you have.
Oh.
No, you're trim.
Rob has lost a lot of weight. Probably
yeah, he looks
been.
Great.
Yeah.
In the time that I've been here. I think cupcakes, the ratio is it's sort of like the mini M&Ms, which are a fucking nightmare. M&Ms are great, and then they're like, someone's like, let's make mini M&Ms, but then you have too much candy coating versus the chocolate. I think the cupcake suffers similarly, except these ones that we're talking about.
Right.
The stores that are like, let's put all this frosting on and then flour, and then...
Yeah,
just
not enough cake.
Actually,
just peel that
part off and eat the bread part. The cake.
Yeah.
Which goes back to my point.
Yeah.
Just get yourself a cake.
Right.
It's just the cake with less good stuff about a cake.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should actually wrap up because we've gone a little long.
What time is it?
It's 3 a.m.
I have surgery. Oh, my God.
Saved it a full hour.
Yeah. But, Dave, thank you. As always, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Very informative.
Thanks for having me on. I had a nice time.
Thank you for reading that card.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I had to screw it up. I know we've been trying to do this for a few years. I keep fucking up.
Well,
we did it.
Yeah,
I feel like we hit it out of the park.
Absolutely.
Now I now know who's at Boulder Play. was given a nice plug to my book. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Powell, any bookstore, basically.
Bookstores everywhere.
Is it available on Kindle?
Yeah, Kindle, Nook, basically.
What about an audiobook?
No, I don't know what's going on with that. People keep asking me that, and I went to my show business agent, like, what's going on with it? And he's like, oh, no. Like, well, he didn't say it, like, he's not, you know, I don't know why he didn't.
You didn't have an agent.
Basically, no, basically, I think that no one has, whoever makes audiobooks has not asked me to do it. And apparently it's different from just mine. It's not just as easy as being on the press going. To be honest, but apparently there's like these other companies that do it. And apparently they don't think that warrants it or something. I mean, I'm taking them because I like cheese, so awesome. But hopefully there will be at some point. You know, if someone wanted to hear this voice stumble over. I mean, in my experience so far doing the reading, I actually stumble over my own words, struggle to read it. And I think people are like,
Wow.
Tired after.
In my event, for a very reasonable fee, I can read your book as Dane Sane.
I would love that.
Or the Iron Sheik.
Or the Iron Sheik. Well, you could also use that.
I would love that. I can send you a sample and record that.
Yeah, we'll do it next week on the show. Well, it's a great book. I find myself constantly chuckling.
Thank you. I thought you were going to say, I find myself constantly referencing it. And I'm trying to. Yeah, you know, how to deal with some of my life problems.
Well, I need to make a salient point in a cocktail party. I want to know.
Yeah, and then you just laugh knowingly,
yeah.
And you go over to the Dojo and Burrito Bar.
You've turned the footnotes into a great joke device.
Oh, thanks. Well, that was just, you know, just trying to get my word count.
I was going to ask, like, why choose the footnote as opposed to putting the footnote in the, like, in the paragraph itself?
I think that's because usually I tried to, sometimes it would work as a parenthetical, but then
mm-hmm.
I thought the parenthetical would be too long and distract from the sentence, even though I have no problem with that.
Right.
But I clearly the reader might.
Yeah.
So, and then I thought, as I started to do it, I was like,
it's really, really funny, especially when you describe like musicians, because you just talk about them. Well, I don't have to tell you how you remember them. But
no,
he talks about them by name. You're like, oh, do I have to tell you who John Bonham is in the footnote? You're like, John Bonham is the fucking drummer for Led Zeppelin. You should know this.
Yeah, it was nice to get. You know what's funny though? I'm gonna walk over here. Really. Facebook,
mm-hmm.
messages, and this girl I talked about, they were chatting about her. She wrote to me, and she wrote to me that she was going to be really special. And I was worried. But there's a couple people in there about me. But I just wanted to feel like, I didn't, you know, I talked to one friend who chatted about her, and said the police. I forget what I called him. Travis. And he was like, I thought he'd be like, oh man, that was great. And he's like, yeah, like, why do you think I went on the street? And like, what happened? He's like, no, that's exactly what happened. It's weird to see it on stage. And then he was really freaked out by it.
I was going to ask, did you respond to that girl asking her if her ass was in play? She's like, that was so touching.
I feel like I should. That would be the best.
That would be
for
the
everybody.
Most, yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah. No. Well, knowing me. So, I don't know. Since I've been here, I mean, things are different. My priorities have changed. And one woman. I think my days are train fucking, and all that.
I'm no longer interested.
She liked that you were fucking. Like
yeah.
People.
No, but you didn't. I don't think you heard my words. I'm saying, like, I'll totally fuck you on the train of flames. It's just everyone else. I'm not. Or do you want me to skank it around? Do you want me to do that?
She likes
it. This is working on great. I mean, And that was something I was going to bring up at some point. I could throw it around, but it's nice to know up front, day one of our relationship.
I mean, we're going to be honest with each other.
Wait, are you going to be running around on me?
Just say no.
Look, listen, it's really after the whole Dave the Stamp thing. That's what ruined it.
Okay.
I like having the option, but I probably won't do
it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking from experience. Days,
no.
All right. Well, thanks again, Dave, for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I had a nice time. Sorry.
You're welcome back anytime, as long as it's Sunday between 7 and 9 p.m.
Great.
You're welcome.
Okay,
back.
Thank you.
Don't show up.
I had a nice time.
Yeah, it's been great. Pick up Dave's book, Tasteful Nudes. What's the full title? Another.
He's Googling it.
What is it? Another attempt at personal growth and validation.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, right. There will be a link on this archive. Pick it up.
Oh, good. Thank you guys for all your... I want to say thank you for all your support. You guys have been great to me.
Thank you for being a great guest.
Thank
yeah.
You. Likewise. It's a two-way street.
Are you still doing the
Likewise Street?
UCB show?
Oh, yeah. What,
yeah,
what's
yeah. The day closing, I think probably in July.
The best thing I've ever seen with UCB is
oh, it was fantastic.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, and Rufus.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, but we saw one with Dick Cavett. Oh, it was Rufus. I was going to say you had Jonathan Colton.
Oh, yeah. Was that with Dick Cavett?
No, that was with John Hodgman.
Yes.
No, but I think Jonathan Colton came back another time.
I
don't
know. I didn't see you twice.
Yeah.
Well, anything. Thank you. Let me start by saying thank you. I'm trying to drag. You know, I'm trying to drag
that's great.
Out. That's my move. I'm drag it out. Everything from live cast to noise, app. Anything you get involved, Dick Cavett.
Yeah.
So I can't take credit for it. You know, I'm just along for the ride. Riding that. I'm pretty focused.
There you have it. On that note, we're going to get out of here. We will be back next week. An all-new episode. Join us, will you? Won't you? Will you? Won't you?
Let's go a little bit longer.
Rob finally signed off correctly one time and you had to set up.
Incorrectly, though. Incorrectly. I messed it up.
How many people are people writing and saying how much they hate me?
No, everyone. Dave Hill has a 12-inch dink. Dick, I should
dink.
Know.
That was Terry Crews.
Terry Crews tits said that.
Yeah.
Fiddle.
How do you know
it's a man? Well, good point. Fiddle says Dave Hill should replace Sean. I don't know if Dave Hill would be available.
He is sitting in Sean's seat.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Well, he'll replace Sean as not showing up.
Yeah. I think Sean would be okay with it, too. Give him an easy out to not have to come back.
You've been requested also to say cunt one more time. I don't know why.
Me?
Sign up called the cunt.
Oh, you stepped on.
Well, I should say the word cunt, the reason I enjoy it, well, it's fun to say cunt, is that because I go to London a lot and do shows over there, and they use the word there, guys call each other cunt all the time. And here in America, you're just not supposed to say cunt. So it's nice to go somewhere where you can say cunt. All the time. They actually sit frowned upon, but it's not frowned upon. But so, and I like to let you sit there. But the problem is now coming back. It's in the location.
Right.
And I'm calling people in contact. It's equally weird to look at. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, all you cunts listening out there?
Yeah, it's fucking cunts.
This is it. So. We'll see you later. And here, I'll play something out for Dave, a little Led Zeppelin.
Oh, nice.
But not all of it, because we're going to get sued.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait. Oh, by Led Zeppelin.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait 30 seconds.
Play, what do you have? Everything?
I have 1 through 4, because we're
No, well, you can't play Led Zeppelin.
Oh. Well, I mean, I could play
later.
They're not listening.
Dark Throne. No, no. Play Led Zeppelin.
Play Dark Throne by Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
Alright.
Have you ever had Fenris on the show?
No, not yet. We should have him on the show and then have you on the show.
Oh, I shit myself.
We'll make it happen. We'll make a Fenris King of Metal thing happen.
Oh, my God. Summit.
Wait, I just don't want to.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank
you.
I think we can fade it out.
We could play Paul West doing on cover. That might be okay.
They're not really going to do this, but I just don't know.
No, I'm going to tweet it.
Not to that.
Yeah.
What?